The Watertown Unified School District has passed more restrictive policies for transgender students. It's Tuesday, November 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a former Wisconsin Republican congressman was appointed to President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet. And emergency medical services in Madison and Milwaukee have a new tool for preventing deaths from severe blood loss. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
You're wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
The Watertown Unified School District passed a gender support plan last night, shifting to more restrictive policies for transgender students. The plan says if a student is a minor, their parent or guardian must provide consent before the student can identify with new pronouns or a new name, which is different from what's on their birth certificate. It also specifies that students must use restrooms and locker rooms on district property consistent with their biological sex. Before voting, board members heard from dozens of community members, parents, and students on both sides of the issue. Doris Wright works for the school district, and as a parent, she supported the new plan.
Our daughters and granddaughters would be safer, and I like to think that the transgender young people would be safer too.
The Watertown plan is one of the most restrictive in the state. Several other school districts are considering similar measures. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy has been named by President-elect Donald Trump to be the next U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Rich Kramer reports Duffy was one of the first elected Republicans in Wisconsin to support Trump during his 2016 run for president.
Before being elected in 2010 to represent Wisconsin's 7th U.S. House District, Duffy served as Ashland County District Attorney. He is now a co-host of Fox Business TV show, The Bottom Line. During a Fox appearance Sunday, Duffy outlined the challenges of running federal agencies.
My concern is the deep state in all these agencies that should be working to accomplish the agenda of the duly elected president. They're going to be working against that agenda.
Duffy left Congress in 2019. He turned down a plea by Trump to run for governor in 2022. Duffy's nomination will now go to the U.S. Senate for confirmation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case over whether Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf can keep her job after her term expired. It's a test of a 2022 ruling from the court's former conservative majority. That decision allowed a Republican appointee to stay on after Republican senators refused to confirm a successor named by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Republican senators tried unsuccessfully to fire Wolf, who cited the court's previous ruling. A circuit court judge has already sided with Wolf. But the attorney for Republicans, Mishaw Saitlin, told justices that the lower court was wrong.
If this case comes out the way the circuit court ruled, it will be indefinitely. And that is just not a sustainable way to govern a democracy.
Liberal justices now control the court, and they were skeptical of Republicans' arguments. Justice Jill Karofsky called it a case of, quote, be careful what you wish for. Nearly 2 weeks after Election Day, Republican Eric Hovde has finally conceded his loss to Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Sean Johnson has the details.
Unofficial totals showed Baldwin defeated Hovde by around 29,000 votes, or just under one percentage point. That margin is significant in Wisconsin law because it would have allowed him to request a recount if his campaign paid for it. But in a video posted to the social media platform X, Hovde said a recount would not have changed the results.
Obviously, the outcome is not what I had hoped for. But I do not regret entering this race.
While close calls are common in Wisconsin politics, Hovde had questioned the integrity of Milwaukee's results without providing any evidence of wrongdoing. Milwaukee's results weren't finalized until the morning after the election, providing the margin Baldwin needed to win a third term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says he will support the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the nation's health department. Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic, and Johnson has also promoted anti-vaccine ideas. In an interview with WISN-TV, he said Kennedy would support those ideas during the confirmation process.
I think he'll do an extremely good job because it's kind of hard to refute the truth, and he'll be laying out many truths.
The vast majority of public health officials and researchers refute the idea that links vaccines to childhood illness, and a study linking vaccines to autism has been widely discredited. Kennedy made a name for himself promoting those theories, and Johnson has repeatedly called for investigations into COVID-19 vaccine protocol. And finally, first responders in Milwaukee and Madison have a new tool for preventing deaths from severe blood loss. As Hope Kerwin reports, they're joining a small number of emergency medical services using blood transfusions.
Giving whole blood is relatively new for first responders. An estimated 1% of ambulances currently carry it in the U.S. In the last month, UW Health's MedFlight and Milwaukee County's ambulance system have both added blood transfusions to their care. Dr. Ben Weston is chief medical director for Milwaukee County's Office of Emergency Management. He says research has shown that when a patient receives blood has a big impact on their recovery.
For every 1 minute delay of a patient getting blood, there's a 2% increase in death when they're having these critical traumatic injuries.
The Greendale, North Shore, and Wauwatosa fire departments are already carrying blood, and the Milwaukee and South Milwaukee departments hope to add it in the coming weeks. Weston says they're the first 911 service in the state to use whole blood. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Now you're all caught up for the day. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening, or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Love hearing all of your feedback. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.